Rural Limpopo province is supposed to be the heartland of the African National Congress. The party has dominated elections since Nelson Mandela brought it to power in 1994, but it appears to be losing ground. The ANC is campaigning hard to hold on to its dominance here, where it won 85% of the vote in 2009. But there are no election posters here in the village of Gwakwani. The nearest town is a grueling 2-hour drive away over rough terrain. Gwakwani has no paved roads or running water and is not on the electric grid. Even without that, though, says local ANC representative Rabelani Gadabeni, there is great love for the ANC.
Is there a thing that you can see here? It's because of the ANC.
Not so fast, says 23-year-old resident Christopher Nafola Vodwe, who favors the opposition Democratic Alliance, since he says the ANC has not provided basic services.
I want to make some changes because ANC has been managing for a long time and no changes that ANC do for us. And I think if we vote for DA, maybe some changes will be.
In recent months, President Jacob Zuma has come under fire for misusing tens of millions of dollars in government funds to renovate his home. And there have been numerous protests pushing for basic services such as clean water and electricity. In Johannesburg, voters seem less likely to support the ruling party, although the ANC won 64% in the 2009 election. Some voters are upset over the introduction of electronically tolled highways in the car-crazy province. Accounting student Songezo Kankukisi is from Nelson Mandela's home province, but moved to the city. He says he can't support Mandela's party.
The e-tolls and the cost of living is really very high, and we need to create an environment for investment in the country. And the current government has been doing badly in terms of bringing investors into the country.
Other Johannesburg voters say they're conflicted.
Okay, I mean, I'm tired and one change because I feel nothing against the ruling party. I love the ANC and they've done so much for the country. But at the same time, I feel that they have to also realize that we put them there because we put them there. You know, they are who they are because of the people. And they can't just be like dictators, like whatever they say goes.
Those arguments are not as loud in Limpopo province. But some rural residents are losing faith in the ANC. But will Limpopo turn? This voter declined to disclose her choice. But her hips, well, they don't lie. Anita Powell, VOA News, Limpopo Province, South Africa.